Hello, and welcome to Coffee with Jesus. I am your host, Todd Ubley. This is a very special episode for me, for two reasons. First, it is the very first episode of our second season. That's right, Coffee with Jesus is now starting its second season. Second, on the day this episode is initially released, that will mark the one-year anniversary of this podcast. Before I begin, I would like to thank you all for the love and the support and the encouragement that you have shown me. The second season of Coffee with Jesus will be a little bit different than the first season. The overall mission, however, remains the same. The purpose of Coffee with Jesus, the purpose of this podcast, is to provide comfort and encouragement, to be uplifting and provide hope to the body of Christ. In the first season, I did this by sharing a lot of things from my own life. I shared ways that could illustrate how God provided for me and took care of me when I was going through some very tough things in my life. I shared how God took care of me when I was going through some very difficult periods in life. It was my hope that by sharing how God helped me, I could show you all that He will help you as well. There will be a few episodes like that in season 2 as well, and I will also have a few guests who have their own testimonies to share to help you all and to encourage you all as well. In addition, the second season of Coffee with Jesus will serve to answer any biblical questions that you may have. I don't know everything, but I do have my Bible, and I have a lot of friends who are very knowledgeable in the scriptures. So, if you all will send your questions in, I will do my best to give you a sound biblical answer to whatever biblical questions you may have. More about that at the end of the podcast. I am going to be changing this episode slightly. Initially, I had recorded an episode at the same time I recorded the trailer for Coffee with Jesus Season 2. However, since then, there have been some pretty big world events that have wreaked havoc on myself, on my brothers and sisters in arms, on my brothers and sisters in Christ. I would like to talk about that and talk about how God will help us through these turbulent times. I'll highlight three of the biggest events, and I won't go into too much detail about them because they're all over the news and opinions about these events are rampant, and the last thing I want to do is sow any sort of division or strife. But I will share some of my own faults. I told you all in the last season how I would be very transparent and I would share my successes and I would share my failures. Well, I'm going to be honest with y'all. The past few days, I've seen more failures than I have successes. And it is my hope that you all will learn from my mistakes. It is also my hope that you all will see how God can help us when we're at our lowest. The past 2 weeks, at least the past 2 weeks from when I've been recording this episode, have seen a tremendous amount of turbulence in our communities, in our nation, in the world. The number of COVID cases is skyrocketing again. Hospitals are being filled up. Our emergency and medical staff are being worked and overworked and taxed dramatically. Haiti saw a major earthquake. Thousands dead at last count. And Afghanistan has been completely and totally overrun by the Taliban. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be completely honest with you. When I saw what was going on in Afghanistan, at first, I felt like I was stabbed in the heart. My heart broke for what was happening over there. I spent 2 years in Afghanistan. I got to know and got to work with many of the locals, in a lot of different areas of the country. Seeing what was happening over there, it was more than I could bear. I felt betrayed, and I felt like I had betrayed those that were left behind. And then, to be perfectly honest, I was angry. I was really, really angry. I said some things that I probably should not have said. Things that were probably not becoming of a follower of Christ. At one point, I literally had to just stop myself and just not say anything. I was that angry. And then I was kind of depressed. It was very upsetting to me just to see all the progress we had made. Promises were broken. I went through the full range of emotions. Fear, anger, anxiety, rage. I'm going to be honest with you, I was not a very good person to be around. The thing is, even when we are at our lowest point, whether it's white hot rage or rock bottom depression, God is with us and God does help us. I would like to share with you all how God helped me. I realize some of you may not appreciate the fact that I lashed out in anger, and I understand that. But I promised you all in the very beginning that I would be transparent, and right now I'm being transparent. I'm going to share my faults, and I'm going to be completely open with y'all, even if it doesn't make me look good. And I hope that you all can see past my faults and see past my mistakes, and instead look at how God helped me in spite of myself, how God brought me back from that white-hot rage and that rock-bottom depression. Because God is with us, even when we can't tell, even when we know we would be ashamed of our actions if he was standing right there. God is always with us. He promises to never leave us, to never forsake us. And like the prodigal son, he welcomes us back with open arms when we return to him. Folks, it is this hope that I would like to talk about. The hope that God is always with us. The hope we have that he will never leave us. Even if we can't feel him, even if we cannot feel his presence, even if it feels like he's not there, God is always with us. When my daughter was little, we would play hide and seek, and she would take her head and she would put it under the blanket, and that was how she would hide. She reasoned if she could not see me, then I could not see her. If she could not see me, then I wasn't there. It made perfect sense in her 4-year-old mind. Sometimes it seems to us that God is not there. Just like to my daughter, it seemed that I was not there, even if I was sitting right next to her. Well, folks, just like I was actually right next to my daughter, God is right next to you as well. He is always with you. This is something that I relearned recently. In Christian circles, it's popular to say, give it to God. But I think that simply telling someone, give it to God, is not enough. And instead of telling you all, just give it to God, I would instead like to tell you all how to give it to God. How do you do that? Because a lot of times in Christianese, we have these little sayings, these cliches, and they sound very good, but they're missing an element. In one of the episodes of the first season, I talked about forgiveness. When I reached out to my brothers and sisters in Christ and asked them, how do you forgive? Nobody could give me specifics on how to do it. I learned the hard way, and I shared that in the episode. In this episode, I learned the hard way how to let go of that rage and that depression. I learned how to give it to God. So I would like to share with you all how to give it to God. A lot of people will tell you when you're at rock bottom or when you're angry, when you're anxious, give it to God. It's sound advice. But a lot of times we're left to struggle with the how. I think first, and probably the biggest thing we need to do, is recognize these things in ourselves. I knew how angry I was. And I'll be honest, a couple of the things that I said, I knew that I shouldn't say them before I even did. And unfortunately, I said them anyway. But I very quickly realized I was not in a position to speak. I should not let words come out of my mouth. And I think it's very important to recognize when we're angry or depressed or anxious. Because once you recognize the issue, then you can start to overcome it. So how do you overcome it? It's great to recognize the emotions. It's great to be self-aware enough to know what you're feeling. How do you actually overcome that anger or that rage or that anxiety? There are a couple of ways. In Matthew 4, Jesus goes out into the desert where he fasts for 40 days. At the end of that 40 days, the devil shows up to tempt Jesus. Jesus overcomes the temptation of the devil by quoting scripture. When the devil told Jesus, "You're hungry, turn these rocks into bread," Jesus replied, "Man cannot live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. When the devil brought Jesus up to a very high point and said, "Cast yourself down, because the Bible says they will not let your foot strike a stone," Jesus replied, "Thou shalt not put the Lord your God to the test." Finally, Satan told Jesus, "Bow down and worship me, and I will give you everything that I am prince of." And again, Jesus quoted scripture saying, "Worship the Lord your God and the Lord only." Eventually, Satan fled. The Bible tells us that it is a two-edged sword, and it's true. The Bible will make the enemy flee. The Bible can help you even when you are experiencing negative emotions. Psalm 37:8, "Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, for it only leads to evil. For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land." Whatever your situation is, there is a scripture for it. And if you turn to that scripture, that can help you to overcome that emotion. Reading that scripture and quoting that scripture gives you the power over your own emotions. The other thing we can do is to bring it to God. People say give it to God. Well, there's God's word, and that is one very good way. The other very good way is prayer. And don't just pray and ask God, but pray with the knowledge that He will help you. Pray with the knowledge of His promise. In Ephesians 6, we're told to wear the armor of God. Part of that armor is the shield of faith. The Bible tells us to take up the shield of faith, with which we can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Make no mistake, folks. The enemy will come at you when you're at your lowest, when you're feeling that rage, when you are overcome by anxiety. The enemy will come at you hard. But that faith, that knowledge we have that God keeps His promises, that will protect us. The Bible describes faith as a shield, because when you know that God is with you no matter what, when you know that God will never leave you, you can block the attacks of the enemy. The Bible tells us, "Greater is He who is in you than he who is in this world." And God is with you. He promises never to leave us or forsake us. If you bring your troubles to God, He will hear you and He will help you. This won't be an instantaneous thing. It's not a magic formula or some kind of special incantation that will magically make everything better. But God will help you. Sometimes God does help us instantaneously, and sometimes it takes a little bit of time. One of the things I shared in the episode of forgiveness was how I tried to pray for the people who had hurt us, and I couldn't. My mind was just all kerbobbled, for lack of a better word. And I prayed, "God, please help." And that was enough. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 tells us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Folks, when I said, "God help," it was instantaneous. My mind was guarded, and all of the turmoil ceased. Sometimes, though, God will take His time, and it'll be a little more gradual. The past week for me has been more of a gradual thing. It has not been instantaneous. It took me a few days to get over my anger. Part of that, granted, was my own reticence. But still, even though it took time, God did help me. He did take away my anger. I turned to God. I prayed to God. I read God's word. And God was with me, even when I couldn't tell, even when I couldn't feel Him. He was with me. And after just a few days, I'm okay. Not only that, but I'm able to record this in the hopes that it will help you all as well. Overall, that is the main purpose. That is the goal of the Coffee with Jesus podcast. My hope is to help you all. Because right now, depression and anxiety and anger, they're all working hand in hand with everything that is going on in our world. The job losses, the pandemic, the earthquakes, the wars. Anxiety is rampant. But as Christians, we have a hope. That hope is in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Through Christ, we can present our request to God, and God will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you may be at this point in your life when you are listening, whatever you may be going through, I promise you that God is with you. And I can promise you this because God promises to never leave us. Jesus says that nothing can snatch us from his hand. God is always right there by your side. So please turn to him. If all you can say is God help, that's enough. Whatever you are struggling with, I promise you there are scriptures that you can read that will talk to your problem, that talk to what you are going through, that will talk to what you are feeling. The thing is, it does take effort on our part. We have to, one, recognize what we are feeling. Two, we need to be willing to let that negativity go. Three, we need to study God's word. I promise you, there's a scripture for whatever you are feeling, whatever you are struggling with. There is a scripture to help. And finally, we need to present our requests to God, and we need to exercise the faith that we have as Christians, the knowledge that God is with us, the knowledge and the hope that God will help us and restore us. It's very real. I know it's real because he has done it for me. In this episode, I shared with you all how I lashed out in anger. God did not abandon me when I did that. When I fell, God picked me up and he carried me. And when I turned to God and I asked him for help, he answered my prayer and he restored me. I promise he will do the same thing for you. Bring your requests to God. Pour over his word and God will help you overcome anything. God is with you. Always. He is right next to you, even when you can't see him or feel him. That is a promise you can count on. Thank you for listening to the premiere episode of the second season of Coffee with Jesus. I hope that through my faults and through my sharing, you will know that there is always hope and that God is always with us. If you know someone who is struggling, please feel free to share this episode or any episode that you think might help them. All the episodes are available. They're available on multiple platforms and they're free to share. So please share any episode that you feel will help your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And if you have any questions on the Bible, questions on God, questions on Christianity, questions on faith, anything, please do not hesitate to reach out and ask your question. And I will endeavor to provide a biblical answer, a scripturally sound answer to your question in a future episode of Coffee with Jesus.